Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
This is Off the Beaten Path. I'm your host, Steve Elkins. You love the bumper music, don't you? 80s were a great time. I loved them. Put me in that time machine and send me back to the 80s. I would go in a heartbeat. But we're talking about Donald Trump building the perfect team. And I had a theory. I actually shared this with Ron McDonald. If you really wanted to break the back of the deep state, it would be pretty simple. It really would. Require you to take some steps to basically break the back of the deep state. And in doing that, I would have basically taken my whole family, brought them to the White House as a compound, built the compound up with the best of security, and not just government security, because I'm sorry to say, after JFK assassination, I don't put a lot of faith in having 100% government security detail. But build a force of security for yourself and basically use the as a temporary White House as a compound. You bring your immediate family in. As we know, the government often acts like mafia in a lot of ways. They can intimidate you. They can threaten you. They can also threaten your family. So if they could threaten your family, they can pretty much own you. So if you bring your family into the compound, and they can't touch you. This is the time then to out the deep state. And I'm pretty sure Donald Trump knows who they are. I'm pretty sure he does. The names. I wouldn't be surprised if George Soros' name is not on that list. Many others. Very powerful, rich people. I'm sure there's many Israelis from the government on that list. Powerful people. Money buys politicians. So if you brought basically the compound theory, and you outed these people, you would have them scrambling. You would have them scrambling out of this country, and you could catch them as they tried to exit the country. And maybe we can get our country back, because we know the deep state is controlling every president that goes into the Oval Office. There's no doubt about it. Every president is controlled by the deep state, or the shadow government, if you want to call it that. So, I say that's what I would do. Basically, that's exactly what I would do. And once you you break their back, you simply bring back the presidency to be the president. Actually, is the commander in chief. Nobody behind him, but he actually makes the calls. And we need to get back to the Constitution. Let's face it, people. We haven't been using the Constitution. It's as George W. Bush would say, it's just a gosh darn piece of paper. Well, it's a lot more than that to me. It is a document that it stands on its own. And you know, when people call the U.S. Constitution a living document, you need to correct them on that, because it's not a living document. A living document would say that it evolves over time and can change over time. Founding fathers were pretty explicit in what they wanted in the Constitution. They did not intend for you to redefine the word is and redefine the terms. It was well stated. The founding fathers were right on the mark. We simply need to live up to that and live up to the Constitution. It is not just a piece of paper. So, end of that. I'm going to my notes here. Okay. So that's basically what I would do. I would do the compound thing and break the back of the deep state. We have a chance at it, but it doesn't appear it's going to happen. I'm not sure why. He missed his window of opportunity to carry out that plan. That's too bad. I don't expect a very successful presidency. I really don't. My fingers are still crossed. I think like John Stadmiller, I'll sit back and continue to call it as I see it, call a spade a spade, and hope for the best. But at this point, almost a year into his administration, I'm not very happy with what I've seen so far. I think we can do better. And actually, if he does not scrap the whole election system, the entire system, he can forget about a second term anyway. And I know I won't participate in a second election. It's not worth it. I'm not going to waste my time knowing that fraud and deception and fraction magic, election fraud, voter fraud is going to continue. Why would you waste your time on a system that has so much fraud built in mind? But that's another system that actually has a solution. It's like your ATM machines, actually built by Diebold. And that anytime you do a transaction at an ATM, it gives you a receipt of what you just did. The same system can be applied to the voting system, and it should. And there should be an accounting. Shouldn't have any kind of election fraud and voter fraud through electronics. The system is tainted. I mean, that's why we have antivirus software on our computers. Another scam on the American people. That the government's not looking too hard to find people that are doing the identity fraud. I got an article to share with you a little later here on Facebook fraud. So if you're on Facebook, you may want to think that one twice and say maybe get off of Facebook. I got rid of it years ago as I predicted that it would be nothing more than a data collection system on you. And it's funny that people are so easy to offer up their whole lives on Facebook. Oh my God, a perfect ingredient for criminals to know everything about you. When you're out of town, when you're on vacation, you come home and you're finding your house robbed and ransacked. Well, you can probably bet that somebody knows you on Facebook or saw everything about you on Facebook and saw your pictures in Hawaii and knew your house was empty. I mean, think about it. Too much out there. Don't share it all. Keep it to yourselves. Get off of Facebook. Like I said, I'll share that article a little bit later with you. It came in the Orlando Sentinel today. I thought it was pretty interesting. Phone lines are open today, 1-800-313-9443. It is a slow day out there. I said to Sam through the chat room here, it must be a concert or a carnival in town or something. I'm not sure. Nobody's calling in on these. I thought somebody would have called in on the Sergeant Bergdahl case to agree or disagree with my assessment of that. I'm not sure how to treat that one. I really don't. Mental illness. He's mentally ill. Send him to jail. Send him to prison. You don't send him to prison. Bad conduct discharge. He's labeled for life. I'm not sure who's going to hire him. I mean, very public, the whole trial. So I'm not sure how he's going to get a fresh start, to be honest with you. Kind of like your convicts coming out of prison. Can't get a fresh start. You go back to doing what you did before it got you in there. So, like I said, cleaning house. Dr. Donald Trump should have cleaned house, number one. And he didn't do it. I don't know. It's not rocket science, people. It's not rocket science. It's what if you ever see a successful baseball team or football team, they build from scratch, but they also they get the best, the strongest, and they build the team they want. Donald Trump had his chance. I'm not sure now. We're almost in the first year over. 3 more years to go. You know, he's got all these Russian collusion things coming at him. He seems to can't silence those people. I'm not sure former FBI director Mueller, Robert Mueller, continues to do the witch on the Russian collusion on him. But, of course, it's obvious that the Russian collusion is with Hillary Clinton. So not sure what's going to happen there. We're just going to have to ride it out and see. Three more years. I think it's going to be a long three more years. You know, I've got some nice texts and emails from my good friend out there, my source out in Chicago, Rob in Chicago. He calls in quite a bit to John Stadmiller's show. And I'm getting information that something big is brewing. Dave Hodges has been talking about it. If you go to Dave Hodges' show and look on there, he sent me some texts about all 50 states had their National Guard on alert right now, and that hospitals were doing triage. And if you don't triage, it's basically weeding out who lives and who dies by the assessment you do, a very rapid assessment. You live, you die type situation. So military doesn't do these little exercises for no reason whatsoever. And, of course, they are beating the war drums against North Korea still. Actually, they're beating the war drums on a lot of people. They know they can't beat Russia, so they're not going to beat that one too hard, because the United States, of course, never picks a fight with an equal strength. They like to beat up on the little guys. So I have no problem with North Korea and their nuclear plans. I really don't. Mike Rivero said it. I agree with it. Every country is entitled to have weaponry to deter an invasion, an attack. And we know that every country that actually gives up their weapons will be invaded by the United States. It's a track record. It's their protocol, basically. So why would anyone just turn it over? Syria made the mistake. Iraq made the mistake. North Korea is not going to make that mistake. Neither is Iran. So in order to get a war kicked off with either of these two countries, you're basically going to have a false flag, a pretty significant one, I would say, in order to kick that off. I hope it doesn't happen. But I think RBN still has the article I sent over there about how to recognize a false flag. If you don't know, please check out that in the archives there. Criteria, step by step, how it's done. It's been done a lot. In the past, I think the article I sent over had 45 admitted cases. That's what I said, admitted cases where false flags were used by the United States government to carry out a political objective. You said, never let a good crisis go to waste. Never let a good crisis go to waste. And they know that for sure. So our young men and young women are in risk for being used as pawns in this little game they're playing. So I worry about that. I've got three grandsons, and I would like to know that someday they're not just going to be put in a green fatigue suit and sent over to another country on lies and deception. I hope I don't see that for them. I really do. Love my grandchildren. And that's why I'm here. That's why I'm here on the radio and talking about the lies and deception from our government. Unfortunately, I'm not sure if we've ever really had an honest government. I really don't. 56 years, I'm not really sure we can ever say that we've ever been told the truth on nearly everything. Not sure why. Money. I don't know. It's always about the money, isn't it? That's what I always say. It's always about the money. But I don't know. Keep our fingers crossed that at some point in time, maybe even an economic collapse may turn things around. And I hate to say that. We need that. I really don't like saying we need an economic collapse. But I'm not sure how we, the people, can actually get our government back without a significant collapse in the system that's not funded anymore by the people. And not sure how to do it. I'm sure there's an expert out there somewhere. Well, we got more fluff news. Take your mind off the ball. What's really going on? I guess you've noticed lately the whole Harvey Weinstein scandal has been out there. And now one by one, another one is added to the list. We had what Ben Affleck is now saying that he may have been inappropriate with some women. I'm sure a lot of them have. CK, let's see, comedian, CK Lewis, I think its name is. He's now admitted to it. You go on down the line. This is nothing new. This has been around a long time. So you've got the cesspool, not the cesspool, but the drain the swamp in Washington, and you have the cesspool in Hollywood. So the casting couch has been around for a long, long time. It's nothing new, nothing new. Now I started thinking about, why did they decide to throw Harvey Weinstein under the bus? Why was he the one chosen? And now they're throwing another one here and there under the bus. I saw that Steve Harvey now has been thrown under the bus. And let's see, we saw Kevin Spacey has now come out and said he was inappropriate. But, you know, this is nothing new. This is nothing new at all. Casting couch has been around a long time. If you don't understand this, men of power have always abused that power to either get more power, greed, money, or sex. That's a fact. We even had a president got caught doing the same thing. And Bill Clinton. You know, it's funny is that I don't hear any of the snowflakes talking about Bill Clinton's indiscretions. Not one. All these women's rights groups are coming forward. What a terrible thing. And actresses are coming forward and saying what a terrible thing. They were used, abused, and by the system they wish to work in. But not one person has pointed a finger at the whole system in general. It's been around for a long time. Nobody's pointed a finger at Bill Clinton for his indiscretions. All they did was take money from the foundation to pay the women off. It seems to work all the time. They pay people off. They go away. Sign a contract. Won't speak about it any longer. Here's your money. Go away. It's gone. You know, what's interesting is that I believe Bill Cosby was your first victim. And I believe that was kind of planned out to see if they could get the, the adored Bill Cosby, destroy his reputation. He was kind of the test pilot on this whole program of indiscretion with women. And it's also interesting that these are always accusations. Accusations. Could you imagine being charged with accusations? If they can be charged with accusations and go to jail for accusations, then you and I are in trouble. So that's not conclusive proof to go be prosecuted for accusations. And the biggest violator of women in general just left this planet not too long ago, Mr. Hugh Hefner. Now, there's a despicable man. I'm sorry to say, I do not miss this man. I don't. I mean, he would boast about his conquests, and basically the Playboy Mansion was set up. It was his little whorehouse. It's a fact. He boasted about this. So why does he get a pass and everybody else now is throwing under the bus? I'm sorry, but I'm not going to give a guy a pass just because he died. And actually, I believe he didn't die before Harvey Weinstein was thrown under the bus. So he could have been included in this whole womanizing thing and using his position to get what he wants. Or because you got to face it, Playboy Mansion is the first part. You get the silver screen after that, casting couch. So I don't give him a pass. Sorry, but I'm not going to give a guy a pass. We go to Betty in North Carolina. You're on Off the Beaten Path. What's on your mind? Betty, are you there?
Yes. Can you hear me?
I am. You're there. Go ahead. Oh,
good, good, good. I got two things. One is that the remedy for the citizens down at the county level is to encourage the sheriffs to confront the fusion centers that represents out of the county control for emergencies. And the other thing is at the state level, if the states will reassert their sovereignty and restrict the federal government to the money that they choose to give them, we maybe would not be getting out of our country with our foreign aid and our wars. And that's all I had to give.
No, Betty, I agree with you 100% on that. I'll comment after this break. You're listening to Off the Beaten Path.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
For the past 14 years, it's been my privilege to host the National Intel Report on RBN, to offer a platform to interview exceptional guests, to provoke critical thought, and examine evidence, whether real, fake, or somewhere in between, and allow our audience to call in and participate with your input and questions in order to help us all reach an educated decision and arrive at our own truth. Our world has changed. It's now been turned on its head. Real is now considered fake, and mainstream fake is now pushed as real, rather than any clear thinking, consensus, or rationale.
Those few remaining beacons of light, the ones still shining through the mainstream media lies, propaganda, and deception, are being viciously attacked at every level through attempts at censorship, threatening advertisers, jailing hosts, and even killing journalists brave enough to speak the truth to you. We are in a war for our very freedom and existence, and through these despicable acts, freedom haters, collectivists, and communitarians have shown they will stop at nothing to blot out these last few beacons of light. Truth is becoming increasingly more difficult to unmask, just as the term unmasking itself is spoken by those usually anonymous sources. They promote their lies, wishing to mask the truths by ignoring it, vilifying it, or conspiratorializing it into a black hole abyss.
Regrettably, RBN has reached the tipping point, and through internal audit and actuarial review, it has now been determined that the only life raft of survival to this network is to go the way of PBS, that being audience supported. Like a cornered animal, the left with veracity is pulling out all the stops with every effort to effectively blacken our beacon forever. Help us, folks. Help yourselves. Don't let our light stop shining. Our motto has always been, because you can handle the truth. It's time to review your budget, folks. If you want the truth to keep flowing through RBN, go to republicbroadcasting.org and become a regular monthly donor of 30, 40, 50, or 100 or more a month and ensure you keep the truth flowing.
Path. I'm your host, Steve Elkins. I totally agree with what Betty had to say. The office of the sheriff is a very, very powerful position. And for some reason, very few sheriffs actually will take that power under control and do the right things. I know I've seen, I think there was a sheriff in Texas that actually made some TV time there for actually standing up and taking authorization, basically the power he actually has in his position to do something about the illegal alien issues. And I'm not sure why a lot of sheriffs buckle under and do not withhold their office to the full capacity. I'm not sure why. Well, I just left a state whose governor, Jerry Moonbeam Brown, decided to call the entire state a sanctuary state, which violates federal immigration law, and he got away with that. So it's hard to say. I'm not sure why Donald Trump is accepting these politicians, these governors, these mayors who thumb their nose at the law and are getting away with it. Doesn't make him look very strong, does it, now, if he allows them to continue on? And to me, he's becoming weaker and weaker, allowing these people to thumb their nose at the law. We're going to go back to the phones. Chris in Las Vegas, what's on your mind?
Well, thank you so very, very much, Steve. I was actually more precisely calling about your observations regarding the government-inspired false flags, which that's the very definition of tyranny, is what the government does and unleashes on the people under the guise of managing them under their administrative processes, whereby they leash out their actors, NGOs, or other corporate agents they hire to provide a pretextual appearance of non-involvement when they're actually enabled, hired, provided the equipment, the plots, the money, the fundum, whatever else, whether it's Andrew J. Metallib or James Jimmy Neutron Holmes, Gerald B. Loeffner, the Columbine Kids, Al-Qaeda, ISIS, El-Shabaab, El-Shabong, you know, they've got a whole long list of them. And it's my position anymore that anytime there's an egregious, violent act perpetrated about anybody on the world, the first fail-safe that we should probably consider, being cogent thinkers that are not committed to doing the insane that Einstein recommends against of doing the same thing over and over and expecting a different result, is to presume that it is likely government funded at very least, if not in fact precipitated by some of their hiring agents, NSA, CIA, FBI, or network associate, foreign correspondent, agent assets that have been hired to carry out these abusive, egregious, violent acts. What do you say?
I agree with you. You know, I'm surprised. Have you ever done a little check of how many people actually know what a false flag is? Have you ever done that?
I haven't checked, but being a critical thinker, I only worry about myself and trying to educate and wake up the few of the so-called claimed by government ignorant masses of sheeple, and be in Ezekiel 33:6, watcher on the wall, blowing the shofar as loud as I can to warn or wake up America right now against the impending dangers that are on our pathway in the future.
Right. Well, the reason I asked that is that I shared this information with my wife. She's coming along really well. Well, she has to. She lives with me. But I'll share this after the break. You're listening to Off the Beaten Path.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Hey folks, CBD is the home run hitter for health right now. Why, you ask? Because of what it does for the body. Unfortunately, I can't tell you all about the benefits. You know, there's reasons. Do your due diligence and log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. Ancient Life Oil uses organic ingredients and is blended in coconut oil for some of the best benefits. Legal in 50 states and non-psychoactive. Log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com.
Do you worry a lot? Whether you're a college student, busy professional, parent, or grandparent, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in 1 to 2 weeks. Call 1-800-758-8746 or calmandclever.com. We'll be right back.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Was I wrong? 'Cause when you find out love is blind, then it's too late. You can't do
back. You're listening to Off the Beaten Path. I'm your host, Steve Elkins. A little bit of a change in the bumper music you normally hear on RBN. Musician Chris Bodie on trumpet and Joantha Brooks on vocals. I'm a jazz guy, so you're going to get some jazz once in a while, something to bring us back out of a commercial break. I have a jazz show out here in Central Florida called Cool Breeze, if you're interested in cool jazz, smooth jazz. So we're going to go back to Chris near Las Vegas. Go ahead and finish up, Chris.
Well, you were, before we went to the break, you were about to tell me something that your wife and you were working on that you'd shared with her related to that observation you made.
Yes, correct. Thank you for reminding me. She was quite naive for a while there. She's learning very, very fast of the evil government, the two-headed monster our government is. And she didn't at one time. I had to show her the false flags, what they really were, and the criteria. And I sent that over to RBN. I think it's still on the website, the 45 admitted false flags the United States government admitted to doing. And she had a hard time believing this, Chris. She really did. And I think it's because you're raised to believe your government cares about the people. But over time, I've made the cases. I've shown her where the false flags were. One of the big ones, of course, was World War II, the bombing of Pearl Harbor, how we already had knowledge it was going to happen. And, you know, things like that in Hiroshima and Nagasaki, bombing those two cities and the heavy casualties when we were told that they were military installations that were bombed. It's the lying. You know, I've kind of come, Chris, I've kind of come to the realization I treat the government, I would treat the government right now like I would an ex-wife, a cheating ex-wife, and that she's been caught cheating and lying to me, and I'm not going to believe a thing that comes out of her mouth anymore. That relationship is kind of over, and trust, and to rebuild trust again, boy, it's going to take a lot of work on the other side of the government to convince me that they really care about the people. And I think a lot of it, the false flags, people don't want to believe that. They know they're not honest, but they don't want to believe that they can actually target their own people for a political agenda. Because if you understand that your government could do that, target your own people, then you have to come up with a solution set to say, what can I do about it? And this is such a huge thing. It boggles the mind that a government could target their own people for a political agenda. And you have no concept of how can I rein in that monster, stop this from happening. It does boggle the mind to think that you could be a target and for an agenda. And people don't like puzzles. They don't want to know how to figure this one out. What can I do? How much power do I have to actually stop this from happening? So I think that's it. They just don't know how to deal with this. So it's kind of like going to the doctor. They don't go to the doctor when they have signs of spitting up blood. Why they don't go to the doctor? Well, they're afraid to hear the diagnosis. They're afraid the doctor may say you have lung cancer. So they stay home and forget about it and try to deal with it and live with it instead of going to the doctor and getting the 100% confirmation that you have lung cancer. They're in denial. They're in denial, and they don't want to find out the truth because they don't have a solution how to fix this problem.
Well, Steve, wiser than I and probably possibly you have counseled that those who forget the past are doomed to repeat it. And so therefore, if we don't pay very critical attention to what's happened in the past, we could go back to the burning of Rome. Nero fiddled while he had his agents set it on fire so he could pretend that it was the Christians or whoever or other the demonized group of the day du jour was, as the Reichstag fire was, as 9-1-1 was, as Oklahoma City and Waco were. There are many different false flags that have occurred here in America. In fact, I don't remember one, and I've been involved in several different branches of and additions of law enforcement as a public servant and a protector, guarder, and defender of America against all enemies, foreign and domestic. So I look at this with a little more critical eye than perhaps some that haven't worked in those venues to gain that knowledgeable eye of experience to be able to discern. And I can assure you that looking back, even things that I may have had some semblance of belief that at the time they may have been true events, in retrospect, with the clear eyes of history looking backwards, I now observe that it's not our government. Our government has been usurpated, undermined, and taken over by foreign agents within, and we have been turned over to foreign powers.
Agreed.
Eileen Whitney on In Defense of Humanity show on later on, I think it's this, maybe it was last night.
Last night,
she tells
right.
us that we've all been declared to be enemies of the state since 1933.
Correct.
And under the War Powers Act, it's been going on since the Lieber Code, Executive Order 100 of Lincoln's, or a.k.a. Springsteen's Jesuit administration, we are all enemies of the state, and they're treating us exactly like that because U.S. citizens are mere things or race idents or things identified as corporate fictitious entities they can do with whatever purposes evil they want to as experimental lab subjects, if you will, for military experiments, and that's what they're doing on all of us right now because we haven't removed ourselves from ignorance. Hosea 4:6 tells us, my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge, and we are being destroyed. My voice is going, so I thank you very, very much.
Hey, thank you very much, Chris. Thanks for calling in. I'm going to go back to Chicago here. Rob in Chicago, my brother. What's going on? Rob in Chicago.
You got me?
Yeah, we got Rob in Chicago. There we go, Rob.
All right, there you go. Scuba Steve. I mean, Stuntman Steve. How's it going?
Yeah, you know, I do dress like the stuntman. I actually have that profile now. I have the flip-flops, the cargo pants, and the Hawaiian shirt. And this is the new me because it's so flippin' hot down here. You have to dress this way to stay alive. So this is the new me, and I kind of like it. So, yeah, Stuntman Steve, that's me.
Well,
what's on your mind today?
This new me sounds like, you know, he went from California, he traveled across country, he's in Florida, he's intercepted, he's being accepted into the community, he's in a nice environment, it's got this warm weather, yes, it could be a little humid and this and that, whatever, occasional rain, get to dress casual, look like a stuntman, even act like a stuntman if you want, you should be happy. I'm sure you guys are happy. I'm sure you guys are all getting, you know, along famously. Am I wrong?
No, you're absolutely right. We are getting along really well. I'm making friends here. You know, just the other day, I'm trying to learn my environment. This is a pretty nice area. I'm in Central Florida, and we're traveling around trying to find new places to go. And I'm meeting so many people. And I remember living down here back in the 80s and the 70s, late 70s. And the people down here, you know, the Southern hospitality is true. I kid you not. Totally different than California. I get down here and people say, have a blessed day when they see you. They open a door, have a blessed day. I had a woman just down the street said, God bless you and your wife. Welcome to the neighborhood. And I thought, wow, that's just so awesome. In an age where in the last couple of years, if you say Merry Christmas, they don't even want to say Merry Christmas anymore. They say Happy Holidays. So no, actually we're fitting in quite well down here in Florida. And, I think it's a good move for us. I still miss my good friend Ron McDonald. We used to hang out and do stuff, and I'm still hoping to bring him down here. I've offered him to come down and spend some time with us down here. I hope he takes me up on it. We live near the cruise lines. We can take a cruise, but he's a good man. And other than that, I really didn't have a lot of friends there. People in California, they're so busy with so many other things, and I'm an outgoing guy, but we talked about this before, that then the term neighbor has taken on a whole new definition. It's just the guy who lives next door. And I had one actually friend, a family on our street there that were good friends, and we still keep in touch with. And I hope they come down to visit sometime. But everybody else was just a passing, you know, passing in the night and the day neighbor, not a true neighbor who cared about you. They may come over and want to borrow a cup of sugar, but they weren't true neighbors. And I'm coming down here, and I'm finding within a couple of weeks, I've got friends now. We hang out. We talk about the issues. It's a good move. My wife, I thought for a while there, we were on our way out of California. We had a little bad luck on our way out with traveling. Turns out her car could not handle pulling a trailer. We had a small little trailer. We wanted to pull some stuff with us. So we ended up stopping in over by San Francisco and having to ditch that whole idea and actually rent a truck, go in the parking lot, and load everything in our travel trailer there into a truck and drive the truck out. And I drove the truck out myself. And our pods just arrived yesterday, so we unloaded one of our pods, those big giant containers. So we've got two more to come, and it's going to take weeks and weeks to get this house looking the way I want it. But it's a lot of stress. You know, if you don't kill each other during one of these moves, you have a pretty solid marriage, I have to say. So I'm thankful that she has been a great trooper and my inspiration and keeps me going. And and she's learning along the way about what's going on in the real world here. And I think there's a lot more to discuss and learn, but she's come along really well. Been very supportive of me coming on RBN, and I'm thankful for that.
Well, sounds good. I'm not sure what part of Florida you're in, and I know it's a large state. Take 24 hours to travel from one end to the other. But maybe Ted and Austin Brewer in that area. If you hooked up with Ted Brewer, he's quite a guy to know. Very inspirational, very positive, very, you know, connected in a way. Very wise man. So who knows? Again, I'm not sure what area you're in. He'd be somebody you can connect with.
Yeah, I'm near Orlando, and if he's really a truth seeker and one of those kind of people, I definitely want to touch bases with him. So give me my email.
Go to his website, helpmasters.com.
Got it.
You can catch up with them there. So all that said, you know, you're following Dr. Parker, Dr. Wynn Parker, Parker's Pathways, Mad Max Parker's Beyond the Water. He gets into some very serious, intense topics, but there's a bit of, because he's working on these problems and other people he's working with are working on these problems that he's presenting and whatnot, there's an optimism to it. So what I'm caught today, listening to your show, and I listened to his show, and then you came on, and I'm familiar with you from your call-ins through Stettmiller's show, and when I used to listen to Rivera, used to call in there. You've been very pessimistic. I was ready to shut you off, and then, maybe I could turn around and call in and perk you up, okay? Maybe I could say something that's, you know, you were very pessimistic in the show so far, you know, when you started talking about Trump and I don't know, and lesser of two evils and blah, blah, and he's just another puppet. You know what? It may not be like that, buddy. It just may not be like that, because if it was like that, we'd be signing TPP, we'd be in this climate accord, we'd, you know, he'd be like, oh, get rid of the guns like the rest of them. There'd be all sorts of other things happening. You know, people like Dave Hodges and Stettmiller and whoever else would have been arrested and taken out, not just their stations taken off the air, but they'd have been locked up for being agitators in the society. Those are the things that would have been happening if, in fact, Donald Trump was another one of these guys. What he's been going out there and doing, something has happened in this universe. Because these people that we've been battling, these people that have been oppressing us and parasites in our society, something has happened where they have lost their foundational support structure, and they're in a scramble in every which way, whether you're talking about the Democratic Party, whether you're talking about that country in the Middle East, whether you're talking about the bad people. Something happened and the tables have turned, but a lot of people have not recognized this. And what has to happen is we have to be more positive. We have to start talking about Yahweh. It's, you know, it's not just God bless you, because there's a lot of gods out there in the United States. You got to be Yahweh bless you. You know,
I agree.
Something that's happened that they're in the scramble, man. Okay. You heard them the other day when they won Virginia governorship and whatever, these like things that they were already blue states to begin with. And they're like, oh, we won. Yeah. We're back, baby. And, you know, then they started going after Judge Roy Moore and throwing out allegations against him. Something happened 40 years ago, allegedly.
Right. You know, allegedly.
Allegedly. And they're trying to turn this around. They do nothing but lie. This is what it is. They're, again, that country in the Middle East, those oppressors, these people that cause these false flags, these people that are against us and causing all those problems. Their number one thing is to what? Lie. Lie, manipulate, mind control, you name it. Okay? And they do that through their Talmudic media. Now, when you mentioned earlier, like, well, I watch CNN, I know CNN speak and whatever. Do yourself, and please, I implore you, stop watching that stuff. Don't even turn it on for a second, because they're infecting your mind. Okay? You cannot.
Well, hold on a second. Okay, hold on. I got you. The reason I actually flip through those to watch a little bit, is to discern and see the disinformation that they're actually brainwashing
people
with.
And I knew that would be your answer. I knew that would be your answer, but you know what? You're doing yourself a disservice. You know what? We call it research, but you know what? They're affecting your mind. There's a lot of other networks to listen to that are talking positive. You might get a soundbite, and they'll say, well, today so-and-so from this channel said this, and blah, blah, blah. And we get these soundbites, and that's all we need. Because if you do tune in, what they're doing is they're presenting their mind control, and they're trying to get you into self-doubt. They're trying to get not only doubt you as a person, your thoughts about the government, but your thoughts about your faith, etc. These people are nothing but, you know, the devils themselves, okay?
Got it. Hey, thanks, Rob. Point well taken, man. Point well taken. I need to move on. Thank you for your call. I appreciate it. We go out to Wayne in Texas. You're on the Off the Beaten Path.
Yeah, hi, Steve. Good show.
Thank you. What's on your mind?
I want to go a little bit about build on what Rob was saying a little bit. Sure. When it comes to Trump, I know there are some disappointments, but it all depends on what someone focuses on. And when I say that, I'm talking about what his administration is doing to kick out this vermin called MS-13. And you notice there's a lot, big drop-off on reports in the news about what they've been doing to people, which I think they're, ICE and the rest of them have really done a good job maybe cleaning out some areas. You know, they've also cut down border crossings by about 60-70%. So that means there's a whole lot of potential drugs and maybe rapists and murderers coming across the border that were, previously, but now it's being cut down. They put a real big focus on helping the vets in their health care. Yeah. And Obama and them just, didn't care worth a darn.
Yeah. Hey, Wayne, the music's coming on, so hold that thought, Wayne, after this commercial break. Hang on.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it. At AROutfitting.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. As most of you know, my regular listeners, I offer energy cleaners for sale at my website. If you don't have a clue what I'm talking about, go to my website, thelibertyman.com, educate yourself about these marvelous healing devices. We focus on pain mitigation and getting a great night's sleep. Arthritis pain, joint pain, back pain, doesn't matter. Keep in mind, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guaranteed. That's what I do. Energy cleaners, $285, shipping included, to American zip codes. You can educate yourself all about the energy cleaner right there at my website, the patent application, the wonderful testimonials. Be sure and check out the factory-made fitted mattress pads to go with the energy cleaner. Now, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. I have a toll-free order line, or you can order it right at my website at thelibertyman.com. The toll-free order line is 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. Thank you.
We're back. This is Off the Beaten Path. We're on the phone with Wayne in Texas. Wayne, I'm going to give you about another minute because I got one more caller right behind you. So go ahead and finish up. Go ahead.
Yeah, no problem. My point is that all I want people to do is project out a little bit, how important some of these policies are. When you focus on vets' health care, you might be saving some lives. When you stop the rate, some of these regulations in Kentucky and West Virginia and put coal miners back to work, I bet you there's some families going to stay together now. And what Trump is doing, especially on this trip overseas, is You know, he's telegraphing to the world, hey, playtime is over, people. We're putting America first versus what, you know, Obama and Bush were like when they met with these people. They were like odorless, colorless, and tasteless compared to what Trump's doing. And like I say, there's some things to really criticize with him, but I think the policies in effect are really helping this country in maybe ways a lot of people don't really understand right now.
Well, I appreciate those comments. You know, I'm glad. I wish we had a little bit more time because I wanted to talk about this Asia trip, and I had some ideas and some questions for the listening audience to chime in on. So we're going to do that first thing next Sunday on the show, and we'll touch bases on that. So I appreciate your call. We're going to go back out on the phones to David in Massachusetts. You're on Off the Beaten Path.
Oh, hello, Steve. Yeah, this is David in Massachusetts.
Right.
Hey, I think I have a different take on Trump's trip, Steve, than some of your other callers. But I'm a disabled Vietnam era veteran. For years I've been living under the American flag, and right underneath that, the POW/MIA flag. Where I live now, the house I presently live in has the flag pole with the POW/MIA flag. Steve, I call Trump Rocket Man. He calls Kim Jong-un Rocket Man. I call Donald Trump Rocket Man. Now, Rocket Man is over in communist Vietnam on Veterans Day. Okay? I can't think of a better way for him to stab us veterans in the back. He talks about those guys taking the knee at the football games. I can't think of a better way for him to just rub our nose in it. He's over there colluding and hobnobbing with all the communists. He was praising the Vietnamese to the high heavens. To the high heavens. Oh, they're so resilient people. They're such overcomers. They're so remarkable. Not one word about the Vietnam veterans and all the POW/MIAs. Racket Man doesn't have me fooled for one instant. Steve, and and if I can throw this in real quick, I've often said I don't know when the American people are going to wake up to the fact that this country's possessed, and this great global super Satan is not the world's police officer. This great global super Satan is only impersonating a police officer. What this great global super Satan really is the world's arch criminal. Okay.
And I agree with you. Agree with you 100%. I agree with you 100%.
The great global super Satan cometh not to the Middle East, but for to steal, to kill, and to destroy. And the great global super Satan cometh not to the Far East, but for to steal, to kill, and to destroy. Trump is the ultimate globalist. He's not a nationalist. He has no business over there, hobnobbing with the commies. He's the ultimate. The left wing, Steve, and then I'll shut up and let you respond. But the left wing maybe hate Trump for all the wrong reasons, but the right wing has better start hating him for all the right reasons. Man doesn't have me fooled at all. And,
all right. Thank you very much. Hey, I need to move on here. I'm sorry about it. I got to cut you off here. Some last little words here I need to say. That completes our show tonight. Back next Sunday for another chapter of Off the Beaten Path. Health, happiness, and safe travels. Continue to listen to RBN and support the network. And when you learn something from the host, please don't keep it to yourself. Share that knowledge with others. The truth movement can only grow if you do share that knowledge. Have a great day. We will talk again. Good night.
Public broadcast.